The World This Week, Business.
OpenAI reinstated Sam Altman as chief executive just days after he was ousted and created a new board of directors. The turmoil at the startup that developed the ChatGPT chatbot shook the artificial intelligence industry. The reasons behind the sacking are still unclear, but are thought to have reflected a disagreement over the speed of the AI revolution. Almost all of OpenAI's staff threatened to quit if Mr. Altman was not brought back. Microsoft, which owns a 49% stake in the firm, had offered to employ him. Larry Summers, an eminence grise and former American Treasury Secretary, will sit on the new board. America's Department of Justice announced that Binance had pleaded guilty to money laundering and failing to comply with international sanctions and would pay penalties amounting to $4.3 billion. Changpeng Zhao, who founded the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange, resigned as chief executive and pleaded guilty to related charges. The department said that over 5 years, Binance had enabled nearly $1 billion in illegal payments involving countries and individuals under sanctions and simply ignored American law and safeguards. Elon Musk tried to navigate a storm of criticism following his approval of an anti-Semitic trope posted on X. After the White House lashed out at his apparent endorsement of a hideous conspiracy theory, Mr. Musk insisted he was not anti-Semitic. He also announced that users on X who apply the term decolonization to Israel and other terms that imply the genocide of Jewish people would be suspended from the platform. Meanwhile, X sued Media Matters for America, a pressure group, after it published data purporting to show that X had allowed ads to run next to Nazi and Holocaust-denying posts. Some big companies, including Apple, Disney and IBM, pulled their advertising from the site following the report. X claims Media Matters manipulated data in order to destroy its business. X was not the only social media company to find itself in hot water over anti-Semitic-related content. A number of Jewish celebrities urged TikTok to tackle a rise in anti-Jewish and anti-Israeli posts on its platform, which includes the re-emergence of Osama bin Laden's bilious rant against Jews and the West, which first surfaced in 2002. Bin Laden's self-styled Letter to America recently went viral on TikTok, which eventually removed hashtags linked to it. Sacha Baron Cohen, a comedic actor, said TikTok was creating the biggest anti-Semitic movement since the Nazis.